Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble falling asleep? Welcome. I think you're in the right place. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And we do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. Ideally, do your hygienic teeth brushing, feet washing stuff before you get in bed. You know, whatever, I can't let you. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. We're going to do the rest. And what does the rest mean? What do we do here? Well, we're going to create a safe place where you can set aside any racing thoughts, anything running through your head like lists, laundry lists of details or stuff. Like, say you're planning, let's just say use an example, you're planning an event and it's weighing on you and you're worrying about it and you're trying to figure out all the angles. Well, I'm going to distract you from that. And it could be something way more serious than just an event, but events are serious business. Sometimes, you know, what movie was it where they're in the business of doing business? Brewster's Millions, another favorite movie of mine. They were in the business of doing business. Sometimes when you get in bed, your brain's in the business of monkey business. And by, you know, somebody dancing around with their, you know, some mammalian lizard brain thing where it's it's keeping you up. It doesn't know any better, okay? So let's just take a breath. The way we do it at this podcast, I just distract you by telling you a story. But let's just take a breath here. You know, you got this thing dancing around in your brain, half monkey, half lizard, made of gray matter. But it's really just doesn't know any better. So say, hey, buddy, listen, I'm going to take you out of here. And I want you to, you know, lie down by my feet. I washed my feet tonight. They're nice. They've been under the covers. They're warm. Curl up with my feet, okay? And stay down there. I'll wake you up in the morning when it's time to go to work. But you don't got to worry about this event or this ununderstandable abyss, you know, whatever we want to call it, future stuff. Don't worry. You just sleep down there with my feet. You're 33% lizard, 33% mammal, and 33% brain stuff. Okay, stay down there. I'm going to listen to this podcast. This guy's just going to talk. He's going to distract me from that. And the podcast is going to go on. It's trending Twitter Tuesdays. Actually, it's trending Tuesdays. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. I'm not being sued by Twitter, so just that's good news. Or anybody currently. I'm worried about it, always. Always worried. But, you know, I'm going to distract myself from that. I'm going to tell you a story. It's going to go on and on and on. You don't really got to pay a whole lot of attention because just like the last 5 minutes, I can't even be certain I made any sense whatsoever. You know, and that's how I do it here. And really tonight, it's my, you know, I'm just trying to drift you off to sleep. So it's not going to hurt my feelings. So that's it. That's the podcast. So the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. That would have been the easiest way to say it. But I'm not good. You know, that would be the efficiency podcast. And that's not, that doesn't help you go to sleep. They might say it does, but then, you know, you get a bill in the mail and that, whatever, you know, whatever. I'm nuts. Okay. We got a website, believe it or not, www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. It's where the show notes will be. You can email me feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com, Twitter at Dearest Scooter. On Facebook, if you have anything to say, go ahead and say it. Let me know how you're doing. If you want to send in a self-addressed stamped envelope, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/SASE. Love hearing from people, all you wonderful people out there. Now, I just want to say, if anyone's new here, there was a article written about the podcast on Matter by Bobby Finger. So anyone that's new here, welcome. I think Bobby did a great job of explaining about the podcast. So I hope that if this podcast helps you, you found your way here because of that. Make sure to say thanks to Bobby and make sure to follow him and follow. He's a writer. He's out there writing. He's working his tail off, people. I know he's out there working hard and maybe hopefully dreaming big. All right. And looking good by his circle thing with his face. So support Bobby. If you found the podcast because that article and it works for you, support Bobby. If you found the podcast because of that article and you hate it, take it out on me. Okay? Send me some hate mail. Say, hey, jerk breath, your podcast is dumb and so are you. That would be one thing, but you could come up with something original if you want. But don't bother Bobby with the bad. Just send Bobby good news, good vibes, and support him. Follow him. You know, if you read something by him and it's really good, share it. All right? So thank you, Bobby. Welcome anybody new. I also have some other thank yous. Chris Posty posts in Postal. He does our music. He's over at soundslikeanearful.com. He's got a podcast there. Check it out. Scotty and his wife, Jennifer, they support the podcast by doing the artwork. So thank you. Our podcast, if you're new here, this is going to be some strange stuff. You're not going to believe it. And it's going to waste a lot of time, and that you might not believe, too. This podcast, one of the few and far between that have an actual lord and a lady. That's right. And as I'm talking, I'm bowing and genuflecting and whatever, curtsying. Because our podcast has a lord and a lady. The names are Jonathan and Shannon. They have a food truck. They got a lot of stuff going on. But they, you know, they handle lord and lady business, royalty. Now, you might say, how does a podcast get a lord and a lady? Long story short, we have a magical ticker tape machine here that only goes on when it feels like it and shoots out. It worked in one other time, but I can't remember what it did. But one time it just came up and said, bip, 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 this just in. Your podcast, it's got a lord and a lady. It's kind of like a sidekick or co-host, but it only goes on like every 8 to, you know, whatever. So this magical ticker tape, we have a lord and a lady. Now, I'm not exactly the most non-parent, you know, stable person. So just because we had the lord and lady and the ticker tape, which I trust, and the lord and lady are great people, I found a defrenestrator, which, you know, is someone that tosses royalty out of windows when they get uppity. That's Nick Van Core. He's our defrenestrator. We got a lot of other. We got a glittering researcher, Stacy. We got generals. We got baronesses. We got countesses. We got a divine Miss M. We got a ton of stuff over here, and I'm glad you're here to be a part of it. But I just want you to know mostly about the Lord and Lady. I want to thank Jokia McCall for her iTunes review and Blind37 for their iTunes reviews. Thank you so much. If you want to support the podcast, review us on iTunes, review and rate us. If you write a review, it's going to make us more algorithmic. Hold on, my phone's doing something stupid. Not use the S word, but it makes us more algorithmic. And, I'll tell you guys what, we have 150 reviews. When we get to 200, I've been talking about this song I've been not working on, but thinking about working on for weddings called Algorithmic, which is basically just a ripoff of the Electric Slide. But, I could just start doing it at tech headquarters. You know, you're gonna search it. Algorithmic. Boop, boop, doo, doo, doo. If you wanna find it, it's algorithmic. How does it know it? It's algorithmic. That I like. Something that rhymes with knows it. That's a show that would be funny in here. Like a show like Blows It, but there's no show called that. It's algorithmic. You wanna watch more Balky? It's algorithmic. Something like that. I'll actually do the song. Probably. So that's it. Let's get on to the show. And so we're on the show here. Now, I've got a slight change in plans here. And again, you can feedback me. But we've been doing Trending Twitter Tuesdays for a while now. I do it Sunday nights, and I do what's trending on Sunday for Tuesday, Trending Twitter Tuesdays. And I got nothing against Twitter, but, you know, sometimes in a relationship, you get to these points where you're like, you get into the role play, or, you know, that's one way to mix stuff up, or you got to change stuff up, right? And freshen it up, let some fresh air. And I'm just feeling like, the trends on Twitter, since we do it around this, I do it around the same time on Sunday nights. We're getting a lot of the same stuff coming up. So I said to myself, hey, buddy, let's find something new. Let's find, you know, let's shake it up. Why don't I dress as a little Bo Peep, you know? Even though, right, it's strange, but, you know, why don't, and then she said, well, whatever, the personal, but so I said, okay, let's do something new. What should I do? So we're going to try something exactly like Trending Twitter Tuesdays, but I'm calling it Redditation. Trending Twitter. I should have thought up a tagline, but it's Tuesday's Redditation time. No, Redditation I thought up, so that's pretty good. So I'm going to go on Reddit. Yeah. If you don't know where Reddit is, don't worry about it. It's going to be a list of stuff. It's going to be stuff from all over the internet. Reddit's like, I think, you know, you've probably seen in the news the whole stuff with the FCC and Obama. A lot of that's over that Reddit is officially the front page of the internet. And some people who don't like it. I think that's my impression. But, oh dear, I just almost dropped my phone. live recorded radio. So I'm going to go on Reddit with my phone right now. I'm going to go on a Reddit app. I don't know what the name of the app. I'm going to turn this phone on. And this is live here. I got a Reddit app. I don't want to endorse any Reddit apps, but I'm going to go on the front page. I'm going to take some screenshots. Again, I think it's volume down and power. Nope, that didn't work. God, I can't believe I can't take a screen. Okay, so I'm trying to take screenshots. Okay, so one. Probably take five just because these two. Oh, whoops, I clicked on something there. Three. Probably this is too much, but four. Yeah, this is gonna be, but we'll take five pictures, you never know. So I'm gonna go to my pictures thing. I don't know how much this, some of this probably be edited out, but okay, so I'm gonna figure out how I'm gonna scroll through this, and then we'll be back with our show, Redditation. It's time for Redditation, because it's a... Okay, let me just pause here. Stop it or whatever. Okay, so it's time for Trending Tuesdays, Redditation style. So I got to tell you where my head's at. Last night I saw Interstellar, and I went in the movie knowing almost nothing about the movie, which is... such a blessing and such a great thing to go into a movie, be excited, but not know anything about what it's going to be like. I knew Matthew McConaughey was in it. I'd seen, like, every time there was an ad, I tried to either plug my, you know, like a little kid, plug my ears or close my eyes, but it seemed like some sort of spaceship that looked a little bit like a space shuttle. And then I'd seen hit the poster with him standing on, like, looking... cool as Matthew McConaughey is known to look, standing in a spacesuit. So that's what I knew about the movie. I knew Christopher Nolan directed it, and I think Christopher Nolan, his brother, wrote it, and that's it. And I had a similar experience this summer with Guardians of the Galaxy. I think I knew a little more about Guardians of the Galaxy just because there was such a big marketing push, which I was really happy that movie did so well and that they supported it so well when it was such an original idea. You know, it wasn't like this established, known superhero team. Interstellar was, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it, but I want to make it's where I'm at right now. I'll probably talk for 5 minutes, but I'm not going to say any spoilers. The only thing I'm going to spoil for you is stuff that was so pleasant. I was so pleasantly surprised by three things I'm going to talk about. One, the score of this movie. If it doesn't win the Oscar, I don't know. And I'm not sure if that's the score, like where the music's playing in the background. And I sat in the front row of a theater, which had gap between the screen, so it was awesome. The music, it's like Captain Nemo that rose him from the friggin' dead. And he's playing, it's just awesome. So I can't even put into words how much I love the score. I mean, I'm seriously, right now, I'm right in the theater listening to it, probably because it was at like about 8 million decibels. But it was, that's a good thing. So that's one. Two, there was two people in the movie, two and three. One, two people that are like, oh, wonderful people to find in a movie. Like I've talked about other people, like Michael Keaton. But this movie had a man called John Lithgow, John Lithgow. John Lithgow. I don't know how to say it. So anytime he's in a movie, just great, and he's just great in it. And then you take a John Lithgow and you throw Michael Caine on top of it, and it's like, oh boy, man, this can't get any better. And then there's other people in the movie that were just as good. And then there were some A-list celebrities that were in it. The casting of this movie is frick, great job. Great job. I'm silently clapping for whoever casts the movie. So that's just where I'm at, as Interstellar. So that's on my brain. And the other thing on my brain is requests. So I know like a lot of people gotten requests in for the mall walking episode. They really liked it. So why don't we do this? Everybody's close your eyes. Hopefully my battery on my phone doesn't die. Yeah, just close your eyes. And we're going to drift off into a land called a shopping mall of the future. But the guy from the original mall walking episode, who's more or less me, will be there waiting for you. Maybe. So just close your eyes and you're drifting through space in a good way. And in one of those really nice spaceships. Yeah. And then you come across a man who's sitting tying his kangaroo sneakers. And it's very much like a mall because it is a mall. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, just tying my ruse. Yeah, they used to be kangaroos, remember back before all that stuff happened. That I'm not going to talk about, the good stuff that got us here on the ship, unrelated to any, movies or anything. This has not, this wouldn't even have anything to do with the plot. But yeah, these are ruse. It used to be kangaroos. You keep changing there. Well, we call it something different, but back then they called it change. How are you? Are you here for the mall walking? Fearless Flyers? Yeah. I'm the co-vice president of the Fearless Flyers. My name is Drew. Yeah, I'm glad you're here. Yeah, I got a new warm-up suit too. It's not ruse, but it does have pockets that actually fit things that I can use, like a wallet and my phone. But I'm so glad you're here. So we're gonna do some walking. This is this new shopping mall they've opened here, and I'm just excited. This is we get to get in here early and do some walking. Now I got to tell you, they have the gravity set here at 88.8 Earth gravity. So it's quite a different walking now. Let me tell you, I know the guy that runs the gravity. And I was telling him, I'm not at 88.8. I feel like I'm, walking backwards because I'm not getting, I'm all walking on Earth. I'm at 100%. I was just hoping to, get my body in shape in case, I don't want to always live. What if I'm somewhere else and it's like 94% or 120? And they said, we could get a workout going. Why don't you change the gravity around? And he said, I'll tell you what, if you leave my office and never come back, I'll change the gravity at different points in the mall at random times. Just tell me when you're mall walking. And he said, he sent me this email address. He said, I'll never respond to the emails, but just tell me when you're scheduled to walk and then I'll randomly alter the gravity. And he said, be careful because it's hard to tell, but he's like, your body will know. So that's a nice little surprise. It's like, you think about they evolve. We want to evolve like all the animals and creatures that we have here in space. We want to evolve too. And I said, so it's nice. So we'll be at 88.8 and then we'll be starting out there. And so are you ready to go? Because I've been just stretching while we talk. And what was your name again? Oh, huh. How do you... I've never heard a name with a click in the middle of it. Oh, wow. That is, do you have a nickname? Might be easier. Oh, that sounds like... It's almost like... Sounds like swish, swish. Hmm. It's like a breeze. You know, you have very good... You know, I hope you don't mind me saying, we have... Why don't we start walking? You know, it's easier. I find my conversations are less awkward when we're walking. You know, you have, if you don't mind me saying, you have wonderful breath. And I'm not just talking about, you know, a minty, artificial, wonderful breath. You know, some people, this is probably already violate, you know, maybe this is why fearless flyers, you have to be fearless in conversation, I think. But you know, sometimes, have you ever noticed some people have just their breath, you can smell that they're human and that they're, but it's not like bad. And that's what your breath is, but it's better than not bad. It's nice. Sorry, was that weird at all? But I'm just being honest. I mean, that's something you should know. It's probably an indication you're a very healthy woman and you look very fit and mall walking as we're doing here with randomized gravity exercise. Whatever we want. Oh, here comes, this is the comic book store here, coming up here. I don't know how you feel about comic books, but there's a couple comics I've been meaning to pick up here. There's the one about, they have a section in this comic book store I've heard for adult comic books where they sell vintage adult comic books and then, you know, new comic books that are, so they're rated R and above. And they said they have one. They have both the original and then a new reboot of when, and this is if I, when Superman and Lois knock boots the first time. It's so crazy. And I've been meaning to buy it just to look at it. Not because I'm not attracted to Lois, you know. I mean, I'm more of a Lana. Lana, what was her name? And even her, you know, but not Lois. But I'm just interested because you just start to think about it, makes your mind wonder what would, you know, I mean, sure, there's much comedy gold in there about what Superman, but the Man of Steel writes itself. But even from a curiosity standpoint, what are they into? What is Lois like in the bedroom? Because she's, and then which Lois are we talking about? Oh, you could, your mouth's open. You might want to close. There's also another comic in there. Now, this is a non-sex department independent comic. It's a wonderful comic called The Revenge of the Maasai. And I don't know if you heard the story at the back before, you know, everything went off the wire. You know, the Maasai were one of the last proud people. And, you know, they had such pride in their culture and dedication to their traditions, and then they were pushed out of their homeland by for a hunting. I think it was the Dubai royal family. They pushed them out so they could start hunting, and then it was a reimagining of the world's most dangerous game, where the Maasai. So the story is like the Maasai. You know, the first couple. More about them being pushed out in the you know, what a horrible thing. And this was true, but there's also a comic reimagining for then the Maasai, they called upon, you know, some sort of deep magic of the earth, of the loamy soil, to give them power to retake their homeland. And then it became a most dangerous game where the animals, they started haunting the royal family. And it was, I just would like to buy that, but you know, okay, let's just keep walking. How's that sound? And then, okay. So do you like the design of this shopping mall? Do you like the walking? Have you felt any gravitational changes at all? I think I have too. You haven't? Oh. Well, I think I felt a couple. Like, I felt about a 111, I think, back there when we were going down the stairs. It just felt like something was pulling me down the stairs. And then now I'm feeling, when I was smelling your breath, I was feeling about a 44%. I felt light and connected, and you know, but that could have been your breath and the gravity combined. The changes, I'm already noticing that you're looking more. It might be an increase in gravity right now for your brow. It's furrowing together a bit when I talk. So I don't know if that's gravity pulling down like the middle of you. I don't know if this gravity, how does that relate to your core? Is it pulling you into your core? Okay, you don't want to talk about that. Now, back on Earth, I remember Cutlery World was a wonderful store. I think I've talked about it with other people I've mall walked with. The ninja swords. I would go in and look at the ninja swords, and they would not let me hold the ninja swords. But I would say, one day I'm going to buy a ninja sword, Sensei. And the guy would say, my name's Bert, not Sensei. And I would say, ah, yes. And then I would say, Bert, my Sensei, why is there supposed to be a short one and a long one? I don't know. Because I always see, and he'd say, you're bothering the customers, okay. And then I would say, I don't even know what was their demographic, Cutlery World. I don't know. Probably just Nathan enthusiasts. I have trouble saying knife enthusiast. Nathan enthusiast would be the hot dogs. Nathan hot dogs. They would do the 4th of July thing. But yeah, I would try to say to, are you here for ninja swords? What do you look for in a ninja sword? I'd say that to women. And then that's when I was banned from Cutlery World for the second time after they changed. I think they went from Cutlery World to Cutlery World Inc. or something. But another thing I loved was the pet store, and they have one coming up here. You can see the fish in the window. And, this is an interesting part of being in space is like the what they've chosen as pets are, it's like you're, do you have any creatures that live with you? You don't want to talk about your living situation. Okay, well, mall walking's good for privacy. Well, mall walking and privacy, when you're alone mall walking, a lot of times the fearless flyer that I am, I walk alone. But, when you walk with someone else, privacy is usually not ideal. But, we're new. You're new. And we can talk about the fees for being a fearless flyer soon, later, maybe. But so, with the pet situation here, it's like you keep a pet. We need to keep, these creatures living and pass their genes on to whenever. I don't understand. I try not to watch the news. I don't like to know what's going on other than mall walking and work and being at home and, my things that I do when I'm alone at home, which is planning for the mall walking, fearless flyer recruiting, and some private stuff I could keep private. So there I'm keeping something private. But so I have chickens at home. And would you believe that chickens, there was this whole thing with caged chickens or battery caged chickens, like a whole too many. That was caused the chickens to be sick, and then there was free range chickens running around, and then now we have chickens on the ship, and there's rules with the chickens. But I'll tell you what, my place, my chickens are free range, free range in my small cell room. That whatever you call it. I have since I have no family, my quarters are small, but the chickens, so it's a small range, I guess you can't call it a range, free room chickens I have. And they're so much more healthier than, they don't smell healthy all the time, I'll tell you that. But I named one Bert because of both Bert of Bert and Ernie and Bert of Cutlery World. And the other ones, Well, if we could talk more, you're picking up your pace. Has the gravity been lightened? Oh, you're moving so quickly. I'm starting to perspire. I have one more pet story, though. I'm thinking about it. There was one time me and the chickens were, I'd snuck them in my jacket out to do some mall walking, and they had, for a short time, they had this pond river that ran down the middle here for a while. That was the old mall, and it ran the whole length, and it was very nice. And the chickens, they were clucking and clucking, and it was because I didn't realize there was fish in there, in the, whatever you called it, fountain system water thing, water feature. And I decided, not the best decision, it was something I would go to regret, to take a fish. And they said, what are you doing? I said, I found a stray fish, I'm just taking it home. And then I took it home. And the fish got terribly ill. And they asked me, this is a retrospect. I took the fish home first. No one caught me. And then I tried to bring it back. I said, oh, and they said, why? Well, you know. And I said, well, I found this stray fish. And they said, no, the fish belong here. This is where they live. This is a aquatic I don't know what the word, aquaculture, I think they used. And this is a part of a, you know, open closed system or something, and you've destroyed it with your bacterial on your hands because you don't wash your hands when you use the bathroom, which I learned now to not. But so they were free, and then I said, what a difference the day makes. Now this fish is sick. The whole aquaculture thing collapsed, and that's when they shut down the mall because of some sort of fungus that happened with the fish and the chickens. And my hands mixing the germs together, I guess. Now, how is that my fault? I don't know. I'm just a man trying to mall walk. And, you know, stray fish, you can just... I said, hey, I see a fish swimming by itself. I say, hey, buddy, you look all alone. Let me take you home. I don't know taking it home. And I didn't know fish. I figured milk... I didn't know a fish couldn't be in milk. I figured it's water, it's milk. Milk's probably better, it'll absorb some nutrients. Milk's so expensive but it's a part of our, you know, so, but yeah, that's part of the reason why this new mall's open, because they had to, I guess they ejected everything into space. And started from scratch. But I did feel bad from that, and it made me just want to, you know, I remember back in the day, I used to like to, you remember when you would, did you live in the States? You remember when you would reach your head out the window and scream out your window in the States, or where were you from? It's not my business, I know. Okay, you're just a little, that's fine. That's fine. But I used to always do that. I'd say, ah! So I miss doing that here here. And there has been times I've tried to open windows and they said, what are you doing? And these windows are, you know, feet thick or something. And isn't enough you crash the aquaculture? You know, that was a source of oxygen, they said. And if you open, you know, are you some sort of... I forgot what they called me, a gremlin, they said, a person here to sabotage the ship. And I said, oh, no. I said, I do have seen that movie, Gremlins, though. And I said to them, you know, you have to ask yourself, what is a gremlin? Because I can tell you that, there was a species of goat on the Galapagos Islands where this whole evolution started, where... they were invasive species, very bad for the Galapagos, and they kept trying to find these goats, but the goats are very good at hiding. And so then they found this one goat, who maybe by the goat standard is a gremlin, because the goat was a social goat, and they gave it a radio collar. And they said this, they picked this one goat that loved goats, and kind of like a fearless flyer of goats, he loved chatting for goats. And finding goats to talk to, and they said, go find some goats, buddy. And he just said, okay, I'll find some invasive goats and hang with them and make new friends. And he found these goats and he befriended them all, the invasive goats on the Galapagos. And then the researchers came and they took out all the goats except for our Gregorious friend, because they wanted him to find more of these invasive goats so they could get them. But he didn't know any better because he was a goat. He forgot it. He said, what happened to all my friends? And that's kind of like when people drop out of the Fearless Flyers. I forget about them. I say, oh, what happened? I thought that was my new friend. And, you know, I thought they laughed at my, you know, jokes about, you know, would you sell any ninja stars to go with these swords? It says Cutlery World, don't those, you know, I am working on that material. But so I said, you know, what am I, a goat? You know, who's the bad person there, the researchers? The one goat or the other goats? And then they said, okay, you probably are suffering. We'll need you to talk to someone just for your own protection and our protection every week. And then they moved it to every day. But now I find myself, the guy said, you like this mall walking, just keep doing it. Are you a researcher? Are you here to research me? You are. You're laughing now. Oh, so we're making progress. So I take your laughing, either you're researching me and you, or you just think I'm amusing, but let's just keep walking. Now we're having fun. With that, maybe the gravity, did the gravity of make you laugh? Lighter gravity, laughter may have the power. Laughter may have the power to change gravity. Would you believe that or not? Oh, well, that's it. Either or. Now, I got to tell you about my new setup when I do this walking with this new mall. I don't know if you're into, you know, we have the gravity changing, so that's one thing. Even though it's hard to nail it down, and part of me, if you're actually researching, I would make you get everything out there. I think the man may be lying to me, but he does, I email him, so maybe not, and I do feel things changing. So the gravity may or may not be changing. But just in case, or either way, as a benefit, I like to do different patterns. So with this new mall, my new setup for gaming, walking, gamifying walking, as they once said when they tried to get that obesity crisis underway, it said, let's gamify walking. And I find it So I was into figure eights, and then what I like to do now, if you would join me, is we'll just call it loop-de-loops. So what we're going to do here is see that we're going to go around. So if we take three lefts, we'll be right back here, and we'll say loop-de-loop, and that'll actually extend our walking. And then when we go up to the next one, see that these are like octagon-type planters. Used to be the aquaculture thing till I destroyed that. Now it's some desert thing, I don't know. And they said, just stay away from it, okay? Please don't touch anything. Just walk in the mall. So we'll do a loop-de-loop with the lefts. And then we'll do a loop-de-loop. We'll go left and then right, and we'll loop-de-loop. Or if you like, we could go loop-de-loop. So loop-de-loop is left. Roop de roop is right. So that's our gamifying setup. If you're comfortable with that, you're smiling still, and you're not writing anything down. So either you have like a very high memory, you seem keenly intelligent with your eyes that are color green, that makes me think of the color of my chickens leave on my pillow from their feed after they've, you know, processed it through their bodies. You're laughing in your hand. I'm going to stop talking about you and interacting with you for a while. Okay. Oh, this is a non... what do you think of the new initiative for seasonal initiative? Because I was on that committee, the committee to seasonalize the station. And I was not a member of... I was just a member of the committee, not of the head of the committee. But, you know... Season our station. And then people said, what do you want, more salt? And I said, no, we want seasons. Change the seasons, man. We're human. We were used to it. And then someone actually said, wow, that's actually not a half bad idea. His name was Barrett. And then he took over and pretended it was his idea. I told him it one time when he was new here. And now he's the, you know, master of seasons is his name. And he runs the seasons. So that's, you know, but it was my idea. But no, I don't need to, you know, I just enjoy the changing of the seasons. And now, you know, now that it's cold every morning, you know, and then you can turn on your heat. It's something, I think, to make you feel more, you're functioning because you're doing these little tasks. I think it's one of those things. Now, people say I'm nuts, but these are the things I think about. You know, if you turn the heat on, isn't that, there's got to be staving, there's some little activity in there that sparks the brain. And so, but I like to go in my bathroom naked and then turn the heat on and feel the tile, the cool tile and the warm heat, much like a seal would, you know, you don't find that amusing, but that's true. I don't know. Now, coming up here is do you like cheese? Remember that this is a mall to sustain on nostalgia. And, you know, people, almost like a theme park mall. This is a Hickory Farms. They used to have these at shopping malls. And you can get a little sausage and a little cheese. And yeah, try it. Try it. That's Wisconsin cheese. Now, you're going to notice a grit there. That is the frac sand. That it's a pretend faux frac sand. It's just a little crunch. Yeah, it's not good for your teeth, so don't chew it. But that's Barrett's initiative, too, to try to combine. I told him just keep the nostalgia. People want Hickory Farms. They want regular bland cheese and meats that don't taste like anything. And you just give it to somebody for a gift that you don't want to think about is the Hickory Farms thing that is what, you know. He said, you don't know what you're talking about. It'll be nostalgia and then close to end-earth nostalgia. And he said, and I said, that Wisconsin frac sand, like 40% of that environmentally was breaking the rules. And that was one of the bad things. And he said, be quiet. So that's Hickory Farms. Next is the bookstore. And I love the bookstore. Now, I'm not allowed to go in them because there was one time at the old mall where I was making conversation and remembering things I remembered. And I said, remember, there was a school district. And they allowed the children, it was a public school, but they allowed children to hand out their Bibles to other students. And they said, you know, we can't stop it or something like that. And then some Satanists came because they were from a satanic temple, I believe. And these were like non-dangerous ones, just people. I think they were just people, I don't know. And they said, oh, we'd like to hand out this Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities if you're going to hand those out. And then the school said, oh, no handing out of books at all. And then the manager said, And then the assistant manager, she was a bit of a, you know, out there like me, but in a more aggressive way. And she said, what was that book called? I said, the Satanic Temple's Children's Book of Activities. I'd love to see it. I would love to know what activities they have in there, because I'm sure it's not what you'd think. And she said, I'm going to call the printing press department and have them print up some copies. And so they bought like 5,000 copies, and she was fired. But before she was fired, they knew it was me. And I never even got a copy, which was disappointing, because I would have liked to see it. Would they have like a crosswords, word searches, coloring by number, you know, 666, what color would 6 be? So it'd be, you know, red, black, who is this? You know, I don't even know anything about what they believe. So it's supposed to be educational, not permanent. She's informative. But anyway, so that's the bookstore. You're very enjoyable to go in and have the physical books. And, you know, people get such pleasure out of it now. Paper. Again, like I said, with turning the heat on, it's a good thing to have some tactile engagement, especially when you live alone with chickens and you try to live with a fish, but you put it in milk. You know, it's nice to have some tactile interaction. But all that makes you think about religions and what religions, like why do some religions convert people? And why don't, you know, Judaism, they don't convert people. They don't try. I don't know what the word is, prothesize. And then I don't think Satan is not, you don't want to talk about this. It's strange. Religion is not a good way to start a relationship with walking, is it? One day, maybe we just shouldn't talk. You're not smiling anymore, so let's move on from that. How about movies? Because we have the movie store coming up. And while this is again another brainchild of Barrett's, which he came up with, but I salute him, is that it's a movie store where they have both VHS and DVD cases with actual stuff inside, but you just, you know, the movie just starts playing when you get home, but you can look through the covers and see them and hold them and carry them and show them, say, hey, this is what I'm going to watch. And a movie I love is Dumb and Dumber. And it's so funny. Man and a woman. There's no mall walking, but there is walking at the airport, walking fast. And there's Jeff Daniels. And remember that scene where the Dante's Inferno and the hot sauce, and Jeff Daniels had to wipe ketchup off his face. I laughed so hard when they made that man eat hot sauce till he died. So, oh, yes, it was so funny. Oh, so then that's that store. And let's do, you want to do you want to do alley-oop when we, oh, I like this idea. So circle the garbage cans, pick up a piece of garbage, throw it in the garbage can and do an alley-oop. Okay, I like it. You're like a fearless flyer. Oh, this is, I feel my heart beating faster for the circling the garbage can is a little bit extra exercise. I don't know if you, remember Google, the algorithmic. Remember that song, that big hit? It's algorithmic. And that was before they exposed the whole alliance between the NSA and Google and the deals between Silicon Valley and the security state where they knew everything. Now they knew, and this station, everyone knows everything about me that's involved in security, so that they said there's some layer they can keep between me and the good. But again, I said, I'm not the bad goat. I'm the Gregorious walking goat. And then I said, I'm testing your systems. And actually that's what it's been determined that maybe that's why I'm here. And I wonder that what my purpose is. And I don't, you know, am I just here to throw a wrench in the system and crash the aquaculture thingamajig or open windows when they can be opened, or, you know, put a fish in milk? You know, I guess they say no one else thinks of that, but then again, no one else thinks of having seasons here. So, and then I, you know, maybe Barrett is my protege. But speaking of which, I want you to look up this giant screen here, because speaking of the Barrett Initiative for Seasons, is this new screen. We can look at it. It's a vista of the Blue Ridge Mountains in fall. Or autumn. Autumn in the Blue Ridge Mountains. Can you smell the air? It smells like those dried out leaves. And you can hear it. They have sound effects. The whishing, crinkling and swishing of the leaves. It's magical. And then look at that for miles and miles and miles. As colors of the rainbow. Red like your sweet lips. And well, there's sneakers. What color are those sneakers? Those aren't roos. What are those? Are those, those are the ship made, eh? Oh. And but you don't, they're non-branded. Interesting. They're beautiful. They're like autumn in the Blue Ridge Mountains on your feet. I love it. Well, let's get walking then. Now with the now we've had our view of the fall vista. Let's just get a good walk in. You know, not think there's the tobacco store. There's a tobacco and pipe store. And there's a pizza place. Would you care to have a piece of pizza with me? And we can discuss your future as a fearless flyer here at the mall. You're giggling. Why are you giggling? You knew I would ask you for pizza. What, Wow, how did you know that? Oh, you read my blog? Really? The desperate ravings of a man who... Oh, not the one about the fish in the milk. Yeah, that was like the fish. I try to write it from the fish's perspective in the milk. Oh, the other blog. The blog. Seasons of a man. Seasoned by man. Yeah, that's, you like the title, really? And you wanted to meet me? Really? Because you're a scientist. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. But are you a scientist and a mole walker? Or a mole walker and a scientist is my question. Before I buy you pizza. Oh, well, so... what you see, this whole tactile thing does interest you. You think it's the key to staving off dementia? Space dementia or regular? Either one? You don't know. Well, I'd be happy to help. I'd be happy to be appreciated. It's like, it's been so hard for me. I try to maintain a, false bravado of being just a strong mall walker. Strapping on my rose, with filling them with change, and my car key, pretend car key is in the other one. But it is lonely, and being the gremlin of the ship. But I think this touching, tactile mechanical switches. And dials and levers, and not just screens. I love me a touch screen. But, so you're going to do this. You're the new head of tactile functioning systems. Oh, interesting. And you want to hire me, really? To test your systems. Well, I'd be proud, and would I have time to mall walk? I would. Well, how about this? How about we save the pizza? We do a couple loop-de-loops and roop-de-roops. And we talk, because I have one lesson I learned. One lesson I was taught as a child that stuck with me forever. And, I know I'm an odd man. There's not many men like me that, believe that the gravity is changing in these tiny spots. But I want to believe it, so I do. And that's what my grandmother taught me. She said, come here, sit on my, I love your younger brother Barrett so much. And he's going to make some magical things happen one day. And you're one of these guys that's going to have a tough time. I'll be honest with you, kid. It's not going to be easy for you, because I'm not sure why I don't get you. You're always eating things that I say that's just because that's bright pink doesn't mean it can be eaten, and plugging stuff into things. She said, but someplace out there, I signed you up to send you into space early to get you away from Barrett so you wouldn't, and then me and Barrett end up, whatever. But she said, I'm going to send you out there, away from the family forever. Because it's what's best for everybody. And I didn't understand it at the time, and there was a time when I thought, oh, jeepers, that's really painful. And then she came to the ship before Barrett even came, and she said, I gotta apologize, because things really went haywire down there. She's like, if I would have known it, I would have kept you there and sent us here. And I said, Grandmother, listen, that's not nice. And just because I'm a strange boy and man doesn't mean you can just, send me out into space and leave me on Earth like I'm nobody. And she said, you're right. I've been president of the world for so long that I guess I've been blind to being, I guess all a lot of that stuff that happened was because of, my choices, my bad choices with the whole destruction of Earth and all that. So finally someone tells me I'm wrong. Everyone always said I was right. Oh, right away, ma'am. Brilliant, ma'am. Nuke in the clouds. Brilliant. Well, sounds great, ma'am. remember when I ran and fracked the hell out of it. 2020. Fracked the hell out of it. That was her campaign slogan. And so that was something that'll always stick with me, is that the president, sometimes she's wrong. President Earth, or the president of the seasons, or the president of tactile functionings on the ship. So I hope you're ready to be told if you're wrong, miss. And, and deal with me. Because I'm not good with, interacting. I tend to creep people out. And they don't like stories about Cutlery World or Hickory Farms. And they say I'm a man. Because, I was the first person that also tested the cryogenic sleep on. They put me down in 1989 and then awoke me and then placed me with the new family, the woman who would be president. So that's, but I'm happy to take the job. Let's have pizza and let's, we can fill out your application to be a fearless flyer because you seem fearless and you seem, technically we're not flying, we're orbiting. But, were you flying with those roop-de-roops, loop-de-loops, and those alley-oops? So thank you. So I'm just happy to know you. And thank you for spending this time walking this mall with me. It was wonderful. Yes, and we will be eating our pizza together. But, strictly business, I totally get it. I've given up on any interactions with any romantic life. That's why I enjoy the seasons and tactile privacy. Totally. Right. Okay, good. Let's get in line for the pizza. Thank you.